Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is going to be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six kinds of colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply a particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what you're trying to say. So there are six kinds of colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's I ain't got me no money blues. There is there. I ain't got me no one blues. There's I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no one blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues. So the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Zola, Lionel Tech blues. We've had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. We're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blue. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blue. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is this sheep defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all can see the plot and still cannot. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is this sheep defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all can see the plot and claim that we could not. Just how blind, America. Just as Vietnam exploded right out, crackle and pop could not stop people determined to be. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat, Republican donkey scurrying down on Wall Street. When the roll calls Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66. Going down the line. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dumping man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America. But tell me, who was around where hell fought? What was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool. Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to the south before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything go, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar only can't inflate while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool. Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that they're identified by greed? Medita Bid and ITT, the Slaughter of Attica, the CIA, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the state, William Cowdy's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gag of a seal. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events. The Whataburgers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning. Cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school mayor of Philadelphia, whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone, continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is heard. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sink wild ship as main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no cap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no cap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool, Watergate.
Will not be televised.
right back after a message about the white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A powerful case to the world that the Syrian government was responsible for this horrific attack on its own people. This was not only a direct attack on human dignity, it was a serious threat to our national security. There's a reason governments representing 98% of the world's people have agreed to ban the use of chemical weapons. Not only because they cause death and destruction in the most indiscriminate and inhumane way possible, but because they can also fall into the hands of terrorist groups wish to do us harm. That's why last weekend I announced that, as Commander-in-Chief, I decided that the United States should take military action against the Syrian regime. This is not a decision I made lightly. Deciding to use military force is the most solemn decision that we can make as a nation. As the leader of the world's oldest constitutional democracy, I also know that our country will be stronger if we act together, and our actions will be more effective. That's why I asked members of Congress to debate this issue and vote on authorizing the use of force. What we're not talking about is an open-ended intervention. This would not be another Iraq or Afghanistan. There would be no American boots on the ground. Any action we take would be limited, both in time and scope, designed to deter the Syrian government from gassing its own people again and degrade its ability to do so. I know that the American people are weary after a decade of war, even as the war in Iraq has ended and the war in Afghanistan is winding down. That's why we're not putting our troops in the middle of somebody else's war. But we are the United States of America. We cannot turn a blind eye to images like the ones we've seen out of Syria. Failing to respond to this outrageous attack would increase the risk that chemical weapons could be used again, that they would fall into the hands of terrorists who might use them against us. And it would send a horrible signal to other nations that there would be no consequences for their use of these weapons, all of which would pose a serious threat to our national security. That's why we can't ignore chemical weapons attacks like this one, even if they happen halfway around the world. And that's why I call on members of Congress from both parties to come together and stand up for the kind of world we want to live in, the kind of world we want to leave our children and future generations.
Thank you. Whoever said war is a racket knew what the hell they were talking about. Because every time I look at wars, look at the history of a war, I see one group exploiting other groups so that they can get rich. And that's basically what wars have really become. Even when you look at the so-called religious wars, in reality, it was just one group of people using religion as a tool to control other people in efforts to get more money or more power, more control. So yes, war is a racket. What's going on in Syria, you know, it's not about protecting people from chemical weapons. That's a deception. Remember, last year, Obama said publicly that if chemical weapons were used in Syria, that would be the red line at which the U.S. would intervene. What exactly does that mean? Well, conveniently, there's been a chemical attack. Why would the president of Syria be involved in something like that if he knows that it's going to be used as a justification for the U.S. to get involved in their civil war? That doesn't make any sense, does it? I'll tell you what does make sense. Qatar, a very rich nation, oil-rich nation, natural gas-rich nation, wanting to build a pipeline to Turkey, to want to build some type of deal with Turkey, and eventually have access to the market in Europe, a market that's dominated by Russia, Russia's natural gas. It makes sense for them to pump resources into the rebellion in Syria, because if they remove Assad's government, they have a chance to change there, they'll get more of what they want. They'll be more likely to get their pipeline deal with Turkey, and someday they may actually have access to the European market, and that would underlie Russia's dominance in a lot of Eastern Europe in terms of natural gas. Well, obviously the United States wants to undermine Russia in Eastern Europe and the various parts of Europe, where they want to weaken their strength in natural gas, so of course they're going to support the rebels. Qatar, they want to change, of course they, because they're going to support the rebels. It's all about money. It's all about money, but this isn't something you're going to hear a lot about. Instead you're going to hear about Molly Cyrus being provocative, walking around half naked at twerking at MTV's Video Music Awards. That's the news you're hearing. I go to all these different news sites. Molly Cyrus. I go to people's house and I hear the news. Molly Cyrus. It's not just celebrity news. It's so-called real news. That's not news. You know what's going on geopolitically with the United States supporting the rebels in Syria and Russia supporting the Assad government, obviously, because they don't want their grasp of natural gas compromised in Eastern Europe. I mean, that's what really matters. But they got people looking at all this other crap. It's deception. It's creating an illusion. You know, it sort of reminds me of this movie. I saw this movie recently. It's called Now You See Me. It's about a bunch of tricksters. People doing magic tricks and people... basically, these illusionists, whatever the hell you want to call them, they're working on, they basically come together as a team and put on a big Las Vegas show, right? But the whole movie is about deceiving the audience. It's all about deceiving people and hiding their true objectives. Well, when I think of that movie, I think about what's going on with the media, not all of it, but a lot of the corporate-owned media. I think about the politicians, this political system, the deception. It's now you see me, now you don't. It's misdirection. You know, they had a beautiful woman distract people while the magician or illusionist, whatever the hell you want to call them, does the real trick on the other side. I mean, that's what I see, you know. So, Syrian war, the war is a racket. You know, it's all an attempt by one party, multiple parties, to manipulate opinion, move resources in, so they have access to new markets. This is what people mean when they say war is about accessing new markets. It's literally about accessing new markets. It's about moving your product into somewhere else. You know, you may dress it up as patriotism, and all, you may dress it up as, you know, in religion or all this other stuff. In reality, you know, you just want to move product, and you want to get money in that area. That's what it comes down to. So that's what I see. The Syrian civil war, revolution, whatever the hell you want to call it, now people are just being used so that certain interests, Western interests, certain Middle Eastern interests, can have access to new markets, can move their products, natural gas, into other areas. And also, the United States wants to weaken Russia. It's all a big geopolitical game to these people. And they're willing to compromise, they're willing to end these people's lives over this. You guys tell me what you think. Thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and don't forget the future belongs to those who prepare for it today. Bye.
Question of the day. Why is there a war?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Syria, the big green. Well, everybody, this is Ron Rick, live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm having a little technical problem. Of course, every night I have this technical problems, but all right, I'm good. Anyway, welcome to the Ron Rick Show, live on BTR. Yeah, Syria, the big money game. I know it's not our topic, but that's a little bit of news I've caught on today. I saw it shared with everybody. You know, greed. They want the pipeline gig to go through there. And, you know, Obama said it last year. That's the red line a year ago. So he was just waiting for it to get done or waiting for the cronies going to get it done to make it look like they did it so we can act. So, anyway, the good old greed god back at work again. You know. We want that money, we want that power, we want that control, and as you see the price of fuel right now in the United States increasing rapidly. Yesterday I seen the price of gas in my local area of town at $3.97 a gallon for diesel. So, when diesel goes up, guess what? That loaf of bread you paid $3.99 for just went up to $7 a loaf. So let's bring on the hyperinflation, and you know, yeah, wow, man, what's next? But anyway, I can't be hanging out too long and rattling my mouth on everything. I need to bring my co-host in and see how she's doing. We missed our show last night a little bit because I had truck problems away from home, but I got in the last minute. Well, hello, Anthony. How are you doing this evening, dear?
Hello, Ron. And no, you did not get in the last minute. You got in the last 10 minutes of the show.
Yes, ma'am.
To go into overtime. There's a big difference.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's an hour and 50 minutes that you were a no-show. Well,
it was a slow ride home. It was a slow ride home. 165 is all I could go. So, anyway. Well, I was trying
all
to get home.
Only you
to
would
to
do something
show.
Like that. Pardon
well,
me?
I was trying to get home to get to the show before it's over. It was a nice motorcycle, too, so it was fun, actually.
Mm.
You know, you ever... I know you don't have no experience with lawnmowers, but some of the people who, some of the listeners
okay,
have it on a ride.
Okay, you know what? You're going to leave me alone about that.
Yeah, once I get you on a lawnmower. But,
look, I've been begging my sons to let me cut grass, and I don't know why I have to beg them. You would think that they gave birth to me.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, thank you.
But no, you get a kind of a vibration feeling when you get off a lawnmower. You know, after riding for a long time, that's how I felt when I got off that bike.
I was talking about the walking ones. I want to do the regular walking ones.
Okay. Well, I got one sitting here at my shop. It don't have a motor, but you can walk with it. It's an old type of
No, blade. I want to cut grass.
Well, just cut grass. It just take you a couple of months to get it completed. You know,
No.
Well, I understand Brother West is going to be a little late tonight, so that's okay. We'll get
yeah.
started a little late. I'm opening up a few phone lines, talk to a few folks, see how they're doing tonight. So let's get these phones open. I believe this is Sister Nagonia. Hello, Sister Nagonia. How are you, sweetie?
Greetings, Ron and Antoinette and everybody
Hello,
in the house.
Sister
I'm
Nagonia.
Doing good. How are you doing, Ron?
Oh, a little tired after my ride yesterday, but I'm doing okay.
Well, that's good news, and I'm glad to hear Antoinette feeling better.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I do. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Okay, I got a quick announcement to make from BTR. BTR just sent me a message. Currently, all systems are operating properly on Blog Talk Radio. Please send ticket to support. If you see anything unusual, thank you, the Blog Talk Radio team. So apparently the system's backed up and running correctly. So let's see.
Well, I couldn't get in on the chat room tonight. That's what was taking me so long, trying to figure out what in the world, why I can't. I did remember that one night, but not tonight. I signed in and everything, but it won't show me up except as a guest.
Huh. Oh, you're not logged in.
Yes, I am. Yes, I was. I was logged in when I first tapped into your show. And then it logged me out, and then I went back and logged in again. And then went back into your show, and it's still, I'm logged in now. I'm sitting up looking at my, you know, whatever, either your picture or whatever, you know.
Right. Your icon.
Yeah, I'm
right.
logged in. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, interesting. It's not a big deal, though.
At least you're here. That's what matters. You know, that's just
right.
minor.
They were just, asking for any feedback, so I just gave the feedback. BTR, I mean.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Who knows what's next? You know, it's good for a minute. Some days it's good, some days it's bad. Maybe we have another caller on here. Let's bring this person on real quick, see who we're talking with. How's it going, 313? You're live.
Good evening. How is everybody?
Hello.
Pretty good,
huh? How are you?
Good. I'm just listening.
How's
Sister Agonia, is this your friend?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought it was. It sounded like her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
Yes, well, I'm glad you came back. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me here. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes,
we appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Now,
yes,
I don't know if I'm going to have microphone
have
problems.
Gray, and we have Beasley in the room with us also.
Well, that's cool. Welcome, everybody. Absolutely glad to see you. I'm getting weird. Oh, I hope I don't lose you guys in a minute. God. Anyway.
No, it's the matter, Ron.
I'm having a little problem hearing. I'm working on it right now. Okay. All right.
Okay.
They can't stop us until they shut it all down, so it don't matter to them. But, you know, tonight we talked about...
Now that you have Comcast.
Yeah, well, I got a little problem with Comcast. Matter of fact, speaking of Comcast, I did contact some other people. Or they contacted me, actually, the other day. Or yesterday, I had a bunch of messages left for me here at home about they had the same thing going on with them also, with the deal. So we're going to have a little chit-chat with folks at Comcast on Monday morning.
Oh, did I tell you, Ron, that they called me yesterday?
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
They called me yesterday, and the number that they gave that was a part of my high usage number.
Mm-hmm.
What's the show number?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's what I found out through other people. But I don't understand what the difference is. You know why?
I don't either.
Because, one, this ain't a business. I'm not operating a business. I pay for the service. So it's not a business. I'm not making money. I don't have a business
license.
And
it's not a prayer room.
No, it's not a prayer room either. And I do have media credentials. So, you know, I'm media. But I'm a freelance media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they know what they can do to me. But Comcast, apparently they're trying to squeeze money. It's a trick game they're trying to play. They're just wanting to squeeze money, you know, which I consider a fraud. Because when you say unlimited, unlimited means unlimited. Don't tell me unlimited with terms and conditions. Well, the only term and conditions, I pay you every month for this service. I'm paying you for a service, so that's what I should get. Don't try to sneak something under the wire because it don't work. That's called fraud. Death by deception. Deceptive practice. I mean, how much more ways you want to go? I mean, if they want to be attached to me for about, say, 5-6 years to the hip in court, I can do it. No problem. I love it. It's my favorite pastime. You know, most people go fishing. I like to go to court.
Yeah, you're weird.
Why am I weird? Because I'm standing up? No.
You're weird because you want to go to court.
Yeah, why not? You know, why is it got to be depressing and fearful and scary? Because that's what it is. People get depressed when they go to court. You know, first thing, you know.
Well, who wants to sit there all day long and
get robbed?
One of my sons, my youngest son, when he was a teenager, mm-hmm. Remember there was times I had to go to court with that daggone boy and with some little foolishness.
Mm-hmm. How much money did they get?
None.
Well, there you go. That's what you got to do. You got to turn tables on them. That's the thing. And I'm not saying go commit crime. I'm not saying that whatsoever. Matter of fact, I have to do my disclaimer. I'm not an attorney. I'm not offering legal advice. No, that just don't listen to anything I say. It's bullshit. And do the research yourself and figure it out. So anyway, that covers me. So I don't go to jail because of one of the rules of a free land that ain't free. Which is bullshit. Excuse my language. That's what it is. We are not free people. That is something that's been spoon-fed to people to believe. You know, if I'm free, why would I have to have a driver's license, a license plate in my car, and insurance, wear my seatbelt, and don't drink and drive? If I was free, I wouldn't need none of those things.
We don't, Ron.
But
we just
not.
Didn't know we... Ron?
Right. Yes, ma'am. Right. Right.
They
exactly.
just tricked us
we
with that eating
no.
contract. We really didn't need them.
Right. And I look at it this way. I am free because I am a human person, breathing human. I'm not a fictional character. You know, I'm not a cartoon. I'm real. I exist for the time being. I exist. And just like every one of us, we all do exist. We are the creatures of the planet. And the way they're treating us, you know, things would be much easier for everybody. It wouldn't have to be so difficult, you know. But they have decided that's what they want to do. Antoinette.
Yes, dear.
I'm looking in the chat room. It changed in 2011.
Yeah.
Okay, what did it change to?
To where now you have 5,000 minutes of long-distance service.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I was on something else. I'm sorry. I was on a different topic. Yeah. Okay. Did you sign the agreement?
No, it was posted on their website.
Okay. Well, you have been informed.
No. But, you know, I guess daily I'm supposed to go through and check and see what new terms that Comcast has.
Okay. Well, then here's the deal then. Okay. Every time you go in to their website, you need to write them out a bill for about $5,000 a month, okay? Because your corporation is their corporation is requesting you to go to that website. The only way you get to make that is to go to the website. So you know, they didn't send you an email? They didn't send you a letter in the mail? It was just on their website.
Yeah.
So you don't, you know, you're not under contract. Now, if you went to the website and seen that, you knew that's what the deal was. You know what I mean?
No, I never went to their website.
Right, you never seen the actual, that deal. Offer.
No.
You've never seen it.
I
so you're not obligated
over
to the contract.
Years. No, so you know what I did? You know what I did tonight, Ron? I used my cell phone to call in. And you know I hate cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
So then
right,
I called
right.
from my cell phone and I called my house phone.
Oh, there you go. You're smart, isn't it? There you go. Play one off the other. Absolutely.
Sure is.
There you go.
Because I hate cell phones. You know I hate
Absolutely.
These cell phones. It's just because of my children
mm-hmm.
that I have it, but I
right.
hate cell phones.
Well, they're looking out for their mama, you know. Can't blame them.
Oh.
You know. It's better than Life yeah. Alert.
You know what? You keep on. You're going to need Life Alert.
Help me. I'm falling. I can't get up.
Oh, see, you're going to need Life Alert. I am
I'm
not
gonna
that
I'm
going
to get one and just have fun with No,
you
I
know
think
what?
It'd be fun
see,
to have
you
one.
Would be a nut that would do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know, Jerry,
I'll press that button 5 or 6 times. Okay. I, you know, they come on a speaker. This is Life Alert,
yeah.
Mr. Rec. What's wrong? I dropped my beer. I can't pick her up. I dropped a cigarette in the car, but I can't get to it.
But you know what? One of the things that I, you know, even with my ADT, you know, with my system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said now, they know when you come in and out because of the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it tells you when
right.
you open up which door and everything. I said now.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through your phone wires and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so my goodness, they still know everything you do too.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk in a store, like Walmart or something, do you ever feel like a rat, laboratory rat? You know, like inside of a box. Your
when
laboratory
you
rat,
you
watch
the store?
Continuously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because all the cameras are on you.
Yeah.
For the minute you pull in the parking lot of that place, all the way through it. So... And, matter of fact, I was talking with a friend of mine earlier. We was talking about
even
that.
Even when
she,
you talk, because you know they record
goes, well,
everything in there.
Right. Exactly. Oh, yeah. But my friend of mine, we're talking about it. He goes, yeah, you know, every time I walk in Walmart, man, there's cameras everywhere you go. I mean, you just can't really see them. They should know what they're looking at. But you know they're there because he used to work at Walmart. And I said,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, it must be good for Walmart's other side business than voyeurism, you know. Cameras in the bathroom, probably.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Yeah, so who knows? And then get your fingerprint on a scan card, get your DNA. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's like the machine is taking over. It's taking over everything. The machine, everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking
well,
Walmart.
Even bigger it
one
is.
One of the biggest contributors to that. Right, exactly. So I don't know. I just hope something comes and something could happen. To straighten this out. But, like, blame it on the greed god. The god of greed. You know, and that's the big thing. What it's all about. Money and power. What are you going to do with all this power once you've got it? What would you do with it? Nothing.
I don't know. Probably try to find another way to play cat and mouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like some of the trolls.
You know, take
shows.
A little bit away and then let you think you have freedom and then put you back through that maze and have you played that game all over again? I don't know. Who knows? Who would have thought that it would have ever been like this?
Right. Well, let's see. Today is Saturday, and September the 7th, 2013. Labor Day
mm-hmm.
was over last Monday, but the gas prices went up more. Usually after Labor Day, they drop back down after Labor Day weekend.
Yes, they do.
But they came up. so.
Yeah, so did crude oil went up $2.
Mm-hmm.
A barrel.
But and then the Walmart people went on strike. They arrested how many, 20, 30 people for that. People are bitching about money. They're starting to get a little uptight about money.
Yeah.
You know, working these mediocre jobs, you ain't going to be able to afford to live, man. Not when you see hamburger at $3.29, $3.45 a pound in the stores. You know, I remember buying chicken, you know, no more than 6 years back at, you know, 39 cents a pound. You know, so.
Yeah, I remember that, too. See, I was going to say that, but I got scared you're going to tease me.
No. I need to mute out for a second, Antoinette. I'll be right back. I got to deal with my dogs real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Well, since they're going, you're on live food now, so no meat. But do you remember
right.
when the fruit and stuff was cheaper?
Right.
Yeah, I remember the food stands where, you know, from the farmers where they trusted you to pay for it. You know, and they'd have a little box sitting there, and you just put your money in there and take the little basket. And I don't know if they had that where you were.
I don't recall that, but things have definitely changed a lot. But then that's the one constant in life, and that's change, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
that's
curious
unfortunately.
About, I don't know if it's unfortunate or not. I mean, I was just thinking, curiously, thinking about the fact that we're probably the first ever, as far as we know back in history, living beings that can, you know, have access to information that allows us to know about things that are going on all over the world. You know, you think back a 500, 1,000 years ago, people lived in their village and they probably married somebody in their village. And if they went to another village, that was probably a big deal, you know, where now people fly and live all over the earth and have access to information that lets them know in real time, you know, just about events that are going on in different places. It makes you wonder when you think about that, you know, change is a constant in life, that maybe all of this that's going on is not all bad. There's certainly maybe, you know, has some higher purpose for all this. I don't want to get, you know.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I mean, for the information and just to be able to talk to people that you would never, you know, probably have met in life or, you know, even came across, you know, just, you know, meeting people from all walks of life, this is truly extraordinary.
Yes, it is.
I mean, so it does have some good points. It's just, you know, sad, you know, with technology also comes more evil and good, but, you know, it's both ways.
Yeah, there's two streams running on this planet, I do believe. Two
yes.
streams, not just one.
Yes, I agree. Oh, it makes it kind of difficult.
Well, I got
really
some bad news.
You just have to balance.
I got some bad news.
What's that?
I'm back.
Ron?
Oh, Ron.
I'm back.
That was the worst
I
news
know.
Ever.
I'm telling you, that's catastrophic. I need to call CNN, man. I need the media helicopters. I need a film crew. I need media helicopters and a film crew here from CNN, Fox Network, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them to come out and hang out.
Why?
And let them know that I'm
Why?
Back. Just let them know I'm back.
Oh, because you're back.
Catastrophic. I'm back. I'm back. It's catastrophic.
I tell you.
I had to
I get running around with the mule.
Joke there, but I could be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you running around with the mule.
Well, if I got to run with both of them, I have two of them, Antoinette.
Oh, you got two now?
Yeah, I've had two for a while.
Okay, well, you only talk about the one.
Well, because the other one behaves itself.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I got, well, I got, well, PETA, that's my girl, and Festus, that's my boy, so, you know.
Oh, so which one do you get drunk? Which one do you get drunk?
Both of them. Both of them.
Okay. So one must be a civilized alcoholic.
And guess what?
What's that?
Check this out. I got this plan. I got this funny little plan I got going on in my head. You know, they say that operating a mule and carriage doesn't require a driver's license. Okay?
Right.
And they have every legal right to the road to the public, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find something I can sell, throw it all in the back of one of these wagons I got, and take it to town on these public roads, you know, and sell my stuff. And, you know, wait till they give me a hassle about it, all right? Because, one, I'll be doing exactly what they don't want you to do anyway. It's committing commerce on the road. You know what I mean? Or I'll get hired by the neighbor to haul something with a wagon or whatever. You know what I mean? They'd be committing commerce. That's what you need a driver's license for, to make money on the road.
Yeah.
You don't need it just to drive on it. You know, they say you do.
Right.
You know, which is the bullshit scam they play, too. But,
right.
Yeah. See what they say about that. Just to see, just out of curiosity, what would happen. Because I don't see no buggies around here on the roads, you know.
Well, Ron, that'd probably come after you for...
I hope so. I hope so.
Well, what could they come after you for? Oh, invading income taxes.
How can they invade income taxes?
Because if you're selling your goods and you're not paying taxes, they're going to come after you for not paying taxes.
Why are they going to come after me? They can't come after me. First, they got to show me the law. They come after me all they want.
Well, Ron, they're still going to come after you. And then you can have your fun playing with them in court.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Exactly. Show me the law. If I'll tell them to be real easy, you know, they'll be like, oh, shit, he knows. You're damn right I know. I know a lot more than
that. Well, they may not even know.
They don't. They just get told these are the orders to do it. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, how you play the game. It's how you play the game. It is a game. It's a game of contracts and words, is what they do.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's kind of like a piss poor magician. You keep catching his act. You know, you understand the trick he's doing. You know, and it's crazy, but it's cost this country. That's why people have such a hard time. I mean, you know, most people. Okay, if you take somebody's driver's license away from them, they can't drive to work anymore, right? So they got to hire somebody to drive them to work, okay? Still, in the long run.
Public transportation.
Or public transportation, either one. But the cost of that still costs you. One, you're losing a lot of time using to make money or do something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, but people get caught drinking and driving, you know. There's no damage, nothing. Hey, okay, that's the risk they took. But they take every little thing we do and turn it into some type of law, some way.
Well, now, drinking and driving, Ron, I got to agree with that. Now, come on.
Well, yeah, I understand it. I believe that, too. It's not good to do that. You know, that's a very bad thing to do that thing. But there again, if there's not no damage, there ain't no victim, no fraud, you know, really, that falls under
that. Yeah, but
that's
the potential.
Right.
Yeah, I have to say, I agree with that law. I would not want to see that changed.
But do you remember back before it became a law, people used to do it? See?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's a safety thing. I get it. I don't know. You shouldn't drink and drive. That's completely retarded to do. You know, that's stupid. You know, you don't drink and drive. But, like I'm saying, and I'm not saying go out and do it, but it legally, you know, like I said, it's... Yeah, there's some good and bad with this, you know, the way the real system plays, you know?
Yeah, especially...
So it can go either way.
During prom time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
for high schoolers.
I remember
a couple of my classmates got killed in car accidents from drinking and driving.
Right, but the thing, if that's the case... Well, you know, Prohibition didn't work out. More people died during Prohibition when there was no alcohol. You know, so that
not
was more
that
what,
old,
what about 10 years? What's that?
I said I'm not that
no,
old. I do not remember Prohibition. I wasn't around for that.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that. You know, back when Moses was loading his ship, no, I'm kidding you, too.
Okay, this is on you. You see how he picks at me?
I hear him.
Right. Hang on a second, guys.
You're a shame. You think I was an old, white-haired woman. He wants me to have one of them hub arounds. And Ron is a mess.
Antoinette?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to step away and I'll be right back.
Okay.
I don't want to make noise in the background.
Oh, okay. You're fine. Okay.
All right. I'm back again.
Okay. Sister Gonya is stepping away. Hello, Mr. Talk. We have a fellow show host in the room, Mr. Talk. He has a great show that comes on at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, I believe. But, Mr. Talk, if you want to put your link in the room, we would really appreciate it. He has a great show.
Absolutely.
Yes, he truly does.
Yeah, I've listened to it a few times when I get an opportunity. Depends if I'm lucky enough to be in the theater at that time.
Yeah, he really has a great show. And he's very welcoming.
Right on.
He has his quote of the day and his song of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is great. Well, anyway, you know, we're going to get into this postal treaty tonight, hopefully.
Brother Wes said he was going to be a little late. He was on the road.
He's on the board right now.
Is that from an accident or something?
I have the disc are bulging on L4 and L5. And I won't have surgery.
Have they recommended any kind of physical therapy that can help you?
Yeah, I've been through all of that several times.
Because I had some problems with some bulging discs in my neck and they wanted to operate on me. I didn't want that, and so I went through some physical therapy, and after about 5 or 6 months, didn't need it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, but it didn't help me. I had the aqua therapy, and, you know, and they also say it's filled with arthritis. You know, on top of that.
Yeah.
Which
we get older,
Oh, that's good, but no, I haven't.
Sorry. Glad you're feeling better, though.
Yeah, well, I just took it easy today. And, you know, my granddaughter wasn't here, so neither one of my grandchildren came over today, so that, you know, I didn't run and rip and play with them, so. I think that helped a little bit.
Yeah.
Even though I'd rather hurt and, you know, have them come and spend time with me.
I can imagine. Well, I hope everybody has a copy of the treaty, the postal treaty for the Americas. This thing was authored.
Let me put the link in the chat again.
Say again.
Excuse me. Yep. I said I'm going to put the link in the chat room again for those that were not here or did not have it with them.
Okay. You know, try to get through several pages of this postal treaty together this evening. It's a fascinating document. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Is there anything else?
Yes, sir.
I'm
getting it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got to go back through my email to pull it back up. Because I have it saved on my computer, but I just don't know where exactly. And it's just easier just to go back and just pull it up.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get the parts fast enough because the one-ton truck and, you know, the parts just weren't available that easy. We did find one, finally. But I got back here and I had to go today to go get the truck. So
gotcha.
I would rather fix it myself, but didn't have nothing with me to do it with. So, but yeah. Of course, it's always prices when they break down. Sir?
Are you okay now, though?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, yeah. Everything's back to normal. But I lost most of the day because of that, you know. I was just stuck there. So no computer, no nothing. So, yeah, it was fun. But it's all back home. Everything's fine. I'm ready. Definitely get this going. It was hot today, man. Temperature's hot in Missouri. Yeah.
This is Missouri, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've had strange weather patterns.
All summer. Unbelievable.
Huh.
I'm new here. The natives can't believe it because of the rain that they've experienced all year.
Huh. Yeah, it's some odd weather patterns, you know.
Just a year or so ago, they were driving trucks on lake beds around here because there was no water.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, was it last year? Yeah, last year. I don't know. And this thing on the Syria crisis going on, you know, the gas prices are supposed to usually drop right after a couple of days after Labor Day's over. But they actually increased here. You know, we're paying $3.96 to $3.97 a gallon for diesel fuel here in the Midwest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that goes up, so does everything else. You know, shipping costs go up, so does everything you buy at the store. You know, everything from an ink pen to a loaf of bread.
Has it gone up recently because of this tension over Syria?
I believe that's their excuse, but crude oil did jump, I believe, $2 Friday.
Excuse me, Ron. Everyone, I put the link to the treaty back in the room for you. I'm sorry it took me a moment too long. Hello, Sagittarian.
That's good. No problem. So.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's well referenced and well documented. That's one of the things that impresses me. They've been able to connect the dots with the legislation and the history of this country, so that it's really kind of exposed, you know, again exactly how they've perpetuated this scam on the American people,
and into
a fiction, so that they could exploit the divine estate that all of us inherited as the progeny, the children of the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
It's it. Since everybody can have access to the document, maybe what we could do is take a look at that.
Brother West, it sounds like you're away. It's hard to hear.
I don't know where that static from me.
Are you on a cordless phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
It's gone now. Well,
no, I still hear it.
Yeah, Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
now
that's
stop.
You.
It's me?
Yeah, I think that was Ron, because it's always Ron with that voice.
Let me mute out and tell me. I'm going to mute. Tell me.
Well, it's not doing it now. Were you typing?
My phone muted. So I guess you were still hearing it through the cell phone that I have laying down.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're good now. You're good.
You're no, good. I was coughing and I didn't want to be heard. I'm sorry, y'all.
I got to say something. Sagittarian, you're right. It's like winning the lottery, having Anton as my co-host.
No, anyone could have done it.
Nah. Not as good as you, my dear.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot that could do it better.
Well, I'm sure, but I'm content. I'm happy
well,
with you.
Good, I'm content,
I hope
too.
You're happy, happy with me. You know, we're just trying to help people.
Yes, I am.
We're not asking for nothing. Just trying to help them.
No.
Well, I don't have
10 acres.
Plan. Yeah, I got that.
Brother West.
I still got that. That's not over yet. There's been issues with that, so you know how that goes. You know that.
What you do with the information on the website or the information you receive tonight is your responsibility. Again, what I express here is my opinion. In my opinion alone, do your own homework. Check out and confirm the references for yourself so that you can stand on your own 2 feet as members of the royal household of the Creator. Ron and Antoinette, if it's okay with you, I'm prepared to begin going over the next. We're made in the image of the Creator. And as a result of that, we're all part of a royal household recognizing the Creator as the King of the universe. And being made in his image, we're all creators with a small c. That also means that the planet that we live on, that we call Earth, is a resource held in trust by all of us collectively. The position of the Vatican that they are responsible for, and they own, that the Vatican owns everything on the earth and everybody on the earth, and that presumption was challenged by Divine Providence and Jim McBride, and they held a jury trial outlining the fraud and deception and some of the wicked stuff that has been perpetrated by the Vatican on the planet and on the people. They were found guilty, and McBride was able to acquire the office of Postmaster General of North America, as well as the seat of St. Peter and the key and seal of St. Peter. And thus he has acquired the responsibility of helping to administer the trust until all of us can administer it for ourselves. And right now he's going through the process of gathering what he calls 144,000. And it's my thinking that by the time he does that, this transition, turning this battleship around, using that as an illustration, will be pretty much along the way. People all over the country are experiencing varying forms of success. But this treaty really lays a heavy-duty foundation for all of the other things we've talked about. It begins with a preamble. I don't know if anybody had a chance to really go over it. All I could say about it was this document, this preamble, are well-chosen, wonderful words of encouragement, calling up a deep, spiritual, liberating level of thinking and behaving. I wondered if anybody else had any thoughts about the preamble specifically, or questions about it. Or would you prefer if we just read it together and then discuss that? Or raise those questions. What do you think?
Well, I would like to say that my thought about the preamble was that whether or not someone believes in God or whether they are spiritual or religious or whatever, it occurred to me that if a higher force isn't put above humankind, then man will always try to dominate other men. So that just occurred to me that, you know, whether a person is atheist or whatever, you know, their beliefs may be the principle that something other than man has to be put higher, or there'll always be somebody that wants to rule over us. What do you think about that?
Is that question directed to me, Sister Ngoni?
Yes, sir.
I agree with you, although I've taken it on another step higher than that. I think a person, and this is just my opinion, has to be out of his mind not to recognize a higher power when all around him he is walking, living, breathing, and eating miracles every day.
Well, I feel the same way, and I've stated that before, but I also recognize that if we're talking about freedom, that if there is a higher power that gave all of us free will, then the other people have a right to not believe what you just said.
Well,
that's where I'm
true.
Coming from. That's the only place I'm coming from.
Yeah. Obviously, the preamble, though, was written by people who do recognize there is a higher power.
And I do, too. But I okay, that's all. I don't want to get caught up, you know, get tangled up. And yeah, I do, too.
I think you're right. I think it is reasonable to understand, hopefully, that people understand that there is a higher power. But beyond that, there's still the issue of logic. I mean, if a person, whether they believe in God or are an atheist, perhaps they don't believe in God, or agnostic. Maybe they believe in God, but God ain't interested in what we do on the planet. There are a lot of different ideas people have about this, but the bottom line, it still comes back to love.
I'm sorry. I see even love has different definitions for different people. So I think that it's important that when we go into the preamble, since it is written in spiritual language, that we do honor and recognize everyone's right to either accept it. I don't feel that you know, any one person has a right to try to convince or force someone else to understand something that they may not choose to. So to me, when we talk about freedom, if we don't respect each and every person's right to their own thoughts, their own beliefs or whatever, then we're not really talking about freedom. That's what I'm trying to say. Even though I agree with you that there is a higher power, but I'm trying to say that I think it's important that respect those who do not or haven't come to that understanding, or maybe they never will. That's the only thing I was trying to say. And see, because, you know, if we don't, then it's not freedom we're talking about. We're talking about a cult.
Right.
Freedom is freedom, period.
Right. Well, I guess, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm guessing that the bottom line is that's why I keep using the word love. Maybe that word transcends these other religious beliefs a lot.
You're fading out or something. There's some kind of background noise or something coming from somewhere again.
That was that same attic sounding noise.
Even the word love means different things to different people.
Right. But nevertheless, there has to be some common ground, don't you think?
No, because that's not freedom. When you force it, I understand where you're coming from. It would make it easier if there was common ground, and I hope to see common ground grow and evolve.
But when you say what has to be, then you're forcing others to agree. And that's where I draw the line.
Well,
it would be nice to all hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but I don't think we're there yet.
Is there something in the preamble that says a person has to do this or has to do that?
Pardon me?
I said, is there anything in the preamble to you that seems to be hard, some kind of hard and fast rule?
No, I was referring to the fact that there's a lot of words here that seem to trigger other people that we've had in the audience, and I was just saying that, you know, words mean different things to different people. Concepts like love, they're concepts. And the divine, those are concepts. I don't have a problem with them. I'm just trying to respect everyone's right. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to hinder what you're doing. Now, let me just be quiet so we can go ahead and move forward.
You're doing fine. I'm just trying to understand if there's anything in the preamble or in the treaty itself that anybody could legitimately object to.
Well, there may be. I don't know. I can't speak for anybody else. I haven't found anything except for some language that I already brought to your attention. But other than that, I can see that the treaty has a value and a great ability to explain how we got to where we are, and also gives solutions and suggestions on how we can move forward to a better world, and I'm all for that. But, you know, okay, that's it. I'm not saying anything else.
But,
let's go.
But that's
no,
what
go
we
ahead.
Need to do. We need to move forward. That's the thing. You know.
Yeah, but we can't force language or definitions. You know, people have different.
You know, and in the third
yeah,
time
not,
around, I'm gonna start tearing it apart. Then that will give me the better understanding of the word. You know.
And there's nothing wrong with the treaty as far as I'm concerned. Nothing.
Right.
I don't pretend to understand it all. Definitely not.
Right. That's fine. That's a normal thing. That's a normal thing. But some people will take it completely a bad way too. You know.
That's what I was trying to recognize, that they have a right to do that. That's all.
Right. Yeah. Right. Everybody should have the right. We should have the right to be free the way we're here, what we are. You know, we're living humans. You know, we're an animal. It's what we are. We have every right as a deer, a duck, a turkey, anything. You know, it doesn't matter. But we don't.
Well,
we don't have that. We're controlled.
I would really like to respond to that, but I don't want to delay Brother Wes anymore. But maybe one time when me and you can talk, you know, we talk about this animal stuff. I ain't buying it.
Well, I don't mean we're animals. We're intelligent animals, they say. You know, but no. I mean, but we're part of the planet. Trees. You know, that should be considered animal. Anything living. You know, we live in different environments. You know? We're just not, I mean, I'm not saying we're animals, per se. But if we call a dog an animal, but it does the same thing we do, so, you know, what's the difference?
And no comment. Can
okay.
I start reading the preamble? Just because I've been guilty of delaying, Brother West? May I do that for penance?
Yes, if you wish.
Yes, please do.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Brother
yes,
West?
Ma'am.
Brother West?
Yes, please.
I don't hear Brother West.
Oh.
I said that's okay with me.
Couldn't hear it. I'm sorry. Okay. We have come forth from the power to be the eternal mystery of its presence. We are the beginning and the end, the origin and dissolution, the geometry of divinity, and we have remained true to this eternal moment in the sun. We are the silence that is unfathomable, and the spark whose voice is the flame of freedom. We have called forth to return the power, and we have been chosen, as we have chosen ourselves to be, to become that which we have forever been. Our essence is identical to the source of its essence, for there was never a time when we were not. nor shall there ever be a time when we shall cease to be. We are they who have nurtured the sacred fire of illumination, forging our souls into the image of God on earth. We are they who have embraced the ordeal of our descent into matter and have ascended the 33 steps of the spinal staircase to experience the rapture of the quickening. We are they who have faced the great magnification of the All to ascend the ineffable throne of mind and wield the power of self. Our word is truth, and we are its issue. Our word is law, and we are self-governing. Our word is light, and are the infinite beacon of eternal I Am. We bear the light of our ascension and the wisdom of our journey into matter. Thus do we reject the burden of tyranny by exposing them as the fruits of ignorance. We have drunk deeply from the ancient font. We know who we are, and this knowledge is our purpose. Our sword is flaming and two-edged, and its name is Awakening. The mind of creation is manifest in our eye, and its will in our deeds. We are the royal seed of the source precisely because we are its pure light shining true upon this earth. Our spirits have been forged in this crucible of sorrow. Therefore, our joy is boundless, and thus we are recognized by those who have eyes to see. In this eternal moment and through this treaty, we do decree, I am. Individual and sovereign beings in continual communion with the quintessence of creation, we do hereby claim the right to listen to the voice of God within and to freely choose those with whom we will engage in contract. So here now we do claim our inheritance, spiritual sovereignty.
Thank you, Sister Ngoyen. That was beautiful. You did a wonderful job.
Thank
anybody
you.
Have any thoughts? Anybody have any thoughts?
I have a question. It said the 33 steps. Is that like the Masons? Don't they have the 33 degrees and things like that? That was something that I questioned.
It says the 33 steps of the spinal staircase. I personally think that has reference to something within us. I don't know. I had a question about it.
Since Sister Antoinette has had so much trouble with her back,
mm-hmm.
How many bones in the back?
Spinal staircase.
Yes.
Yeah. How many bones make up the spinal staircase?
Honestly, I don't know. I couldn't even think of it right now.
Well, the reason I kind of absorbed that is because I absorbed it under the notion that we all know that we have a brain, and that brain is connected to every part of our body through a nerve network that radiates out from the spine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yet somehow, when we observe some of the decisions that people make, we kind of question whether or not all of the connections to the brain are working.
33 vertebrae in humans.
Thank you, Ron.
What did you say, Ron?
There are normally 33
vertebrae,
now.
Like you said.
Vertebrae in humans.
Yeah.
Including the five that are fused from the hip. Yep, 33. Yep, 33 bones in the spine.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I didn't check that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I kind of assumed that's what they were getting at.
Yeah, that was it. So that eliminates the Mason Shriner thing, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just what I thought of when I heard 33.
Does that clear it up for you, Sister Antoinette?
Yes. Yeah. As I said, it's just when I seen 33, it just automatically took me to the Masons, because they always talk about the 33 degree Masons and things like that.
It does kind of jump out there, don't it, like that?
Pardon me?
It does kind of jump out like that in a way.
Yeah. Well, that's the condition. I'm sorry, go ahead, Antoinette.
That was Sister Agonia.
I'm sorry.
No, I just said the key was spinal, because when I first read it, I automatically thought I had to reread it again, because I thought it was a different word, but I can't remember the word now. But then I saw spinal, I thought that was curious.
The first time I read it, I thought the word was spiral.
Yes, that's what I did too. My eyes automatically, yes, that's exactly right. And I had to notice that that said spinal.
Normally, when you think of a staircase, the word before that automatically made my mind go to spiral.
Yes, yeah, spiral.
So I had to go back and read it again. I said, "This is spiral staircase."
I thought it was a typo at first.
No, I think this is just what I think. My opinion. I just think that they're saying basically that we woke up. You know, we got the brain, mind, heart, spirit connection working. And as a result of making that work, some of us use the term conscious people, aware people. That was my thought.
I agree. And I think the last sentence really encapsulates what I was trying to say before I started reading. We do hereby claim the right to listen to the voice of God within and to freely choose those with whom we will engage in contract. So here now we do claim our inheritance, spiritual sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sister Ngoni made a comment, she said it a couple of times over the past week, that all of us are a little different. We have different cultures, tastes, ideas. It wouldn't be a stretch for me to believe that we may wind up doing just the opposite of the New World Order, which has always seemed to try to create one homogeneous group of people, all of them believing the same, program the same, dress the same, conduct themselves the same. Wouldn't the opposite of that? Wouldn't the opposite of that be communities that have their own unique personalities, cultures, ways of doing things?
That noise is back.
Yeah.
That brown noise is back.
Ron.
I'm checking.
Yes, Brother Wes, I agree.
A lot, you know, that's what I was thinking. Does that make any sense to you guys?
It does to me.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Where I was coming from, Ron, when I said that we are one human family, but we're not all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's okay.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I think it's more than okay. I think it's wonderful. That's what makes life interesting. That's why when you go and you experience a different culture, you learn something, not only about them, but you learn something about yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to see the missing parts of yourself, really. You know, that's why I look at that. You know, because I've been a lot of different places, see a lot of different cultures, and you do see something in yourself that you didn't know was there. It's kind of odd, you know. But it is a great
and
thing. It's a real good thing. I enjoy it. You know,
it's precious. Wow. Something that we shouldn't lose. And there's no reason why we can't all still be in unity and still be different.
I agree.
But we're not in unity no more.
No. I'm speaking forward now. We're into the treaty.
Okay.
Now we're moving forward. Remember?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right.
Just because we aren't now doesn't mean we can't be.
Right, exactly. Right. I just stopped before I got beat up. That's all I did. I was going to say that. we that's what we got to do. That's what we're doing. We're trying to move forward. We're trying to get this done, you know. Make the future look brighter, really. You get to see the full light in the future.
But that's the one thing we have to remember in moving forward, that freedom means dealing with the unknown. It means dealing with spontaneity. It means dealing with chaos, even.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
have control of them. It's an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got tickled last time we were on the air with Brother West when we got busy, you know, everybody was talking over each other, you know, And
mm-hmm.
Brother West said that you man the board and mute everybody out and call one by one like they do in kindergarten. But see, that's not freedom. That's control.
Right. It is. But
sorry, the freedom with the unknown, it just does.
Right.
Does anybody on BTR agree?
You can find a lot of unknowns. You can find
a lot. Yes, you can.
So
how do you feel about that, Brother West?
Well, it just means that we have to live with some chaos on occasion.
That's what freedom is. That's what life is. That's what nature is. Nature is chaotic. It's
mm-hmm.
not perfect. The hurricane can come any minute now.
Tidal wave,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, but Sister Gonya.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to make this brief so that we can get back to the treaty. But
I'm sorry,
BTR,
being too long-winded.
No, ma'am, you're fine.
Okay.
But no,
okay.
On BTR, you'll find that if you don't mute, then you will have some people that will take over the show, and it'll be on everything that you don't want it to be, or it will be a verbal word fight.
But I was only speaking from a conceptual place,
right,
in
I
reference
understand.
To this thing about freedom.
Yeah.
Just use that as an analogy.
Okay, right.
That freedom, you can't have control and freedom at the same time. They don't go together.
Yes,
that's
right.
True.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that.
Is that shared then?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think that the key is for us who have the freedom have to recognize and balance rights and responsibilities. Respect.
Can you deliberate a little bit on that?
Well, we have the right to speak up and voice our opinion, but we also have the responsibility to not promote chaos.
No, you can't not promote chaos, because if you're talking about freedom, then the freedom is, you know, because you're dealing with the unknown in freedom. If everyone has the right to be free, then you're dealing with the unknown. So you can't avoid chaos. You can't. Well, in my view.
Well,
and as
I
there's corollary in nature of chaos. There's chaos theory.
Well, I disagree in this sense. We are not animals, nor are we elements. We're a unique creation made in the image of the Creator.
But I didn't say we were animals. I don't think we're animals either. But I don't think you can dictate to other people what freedom means. And somebody might say something or do something that you don't feel is appropriate. I think what it requires is compassion, patience, understanding, the willing, allowing others to be where and who they are, whether you like it or not. Now, that's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only freedom an individual has is to remove themselves from a situation that they're not comfortable with. But you don't have a right to dictate to other people what love is or what the divine is or what freedom is. You just don't, if you're really talking about freedom.
But what do we do when people exercise, abuse that freedom and trample on the rights of others?
I wasn't going there. I was dealing with the concept of freedom.
Well, I'm all for the concept of freedom, but what I'm bringing up is Sister Antoinette's dilemma when she wants everybody to have an opportunity to say what's on their mind, but at the same time, she expects them to respect other people and not shout over them and start an argument and start cross-talking over people instead of patiently listening and waiting their turn to say what's on their mind.
Again, I was using that as an analogy, but let me refer to the British Parliament. Have you ever watched how they operate?
No.
It looks like chaos.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay, so different cultural. See, this is you know, different people in different cultures define certain things different ways. So you might think the British Parliament is chaos, but that's they operate in. Everybody has a freedom to jump up and shout whatever they want to say, and they conduct. That's how they conduct the parliament. It looks chaos.
Well, I think that's
see
okay
my point.
I'm sorry.
No, I just said, did you see my point?
Yeah, I see your point.
So when you start talking about abuse, what you do, and I spoke to that. I said, in freedom, each individual has a right to remove themselves from a situation they don't feel comfortable with.
Right. Good point.
You want me to finish the when in the course of human events?
Just a moment, Sister Gonya, before you do, please. Ron?
Yes, ma'am?
Are we going in the overtime?
If you'd like to, we can do that.
Okay. Okay, folks. You still have 21 minutes, but before Sister Gonya gets started again, call in if you want to continue to be a part of the conversation with us or to listen. You still have 20 minutes. The number is 718-508-9813. And I put the number in the chat room for you. And I'm sorry my voice is cracking because I'm holding back from coughing. So there's the number. And I will remind you again in about 10 minutes. I'm sorry, Sister Gonya. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I want to check with Brother West to see if he even wants me to do that.
Want you to do what?
Finished when in the course of human events.
Oh. I wanted to make a couple of points before we move to that.
Okay.
While we were talking, I was thinking about how the New World Order is seems to be trying to mold everybody to be the same. But in this effort to make everybody the same, our uniqueness gets lost. Everybody has a unique fingerprint. So it seems to me that where we're going is just the opposite of that. The new world of the Creator's making would, I would think, would allow each of us to be our unique individual selves, and yet reflecting the love of the Creator, cooperatively figure out a way to live together in peace.
I would like to see that.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
I would like to see that everybody live in peace. That'd be great, really, because most of the things are going on unnecessary, really, you know.
Yeah.
I take an
emotion.
My point on a lot of this is the fact of it's controlled by maybe something different. I know it's corporately controlled. I know that. I don't question that is corporations running everything, and which goes back to the main money holder, which should be the Vatican, you know. But there again has all these greedy little franchises running around. And I just believe, you know, freedom is important. And we just don't have what we think We have an illusion of what we think freedom is, but we just don't know what it is. A lot of people don't know. And I just, it's a sad thing. It hurts my heart to believe it and know it. You know, the first part was to get to know it, then really believe it. And that's what, you know, wow, I've believed this all this time, and it wasn't really true. So it makes you question everything in life, you know, more and more, which is good. It's good to do that, question things. People shouldn't be afraid to ask questions. How are you going to know if you don't know?
Exactly.
But, you know, you got to do the research to make sure it's correct there. Because, you know, the answer you get might not be the answer you're looking for either. Or might not be the right answer to the question. So, you know, you got to continue on. Meanwhile, I'm good. Go ahead, Sister Gonia. I'm sorry.
No, that was good input. And you stimulated a thought. Perhaps, you know, I should put it in the form of a question. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the place we all have to start is in knowing who we are.
Mm-hmm. The individual
yourself.
How can
you know any other person or any other thing if you don't even know yourself? And so when you were talking about how it makes you sad to see that other people don't even recognize that they're not free, mm-hmm. and like you, Ron, I woke up, you know, and it shattered me. It just shattered everything I thought I knew,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it started me on a path of trying to seek and, you know, to find answers to questions that I was angry. I was really angry when I, you know, when I got hit in the head with a book that, you know, made me question everything, shook me to my core.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sister Gunn, I could agree with you 1,000% on that, because when I did, I had a bad day with myself. You know what I mean? I did. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean? I'm like, wow, man, how did you not know this all this time? You know, I mean, you lived in this delusion all these years and didn't know it. What is wrong with you, Ron? You know,
mm-hmm.
what? Man, dude, you know, come on, man. Wow. Wow.
And man, I was almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
When it happened to me,
mm-hmm.
it made me question what is life for?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I was about, I guess, in my 30s, late 20s, 30s when I caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a constant, you know, research period. Never
mm-hmm.
stops. Never does. And the
I
more,
was in
know,
my late 40s.
Well, you know, age is just a thing. It's a number, you know.
Oh, good. You didn't make one of those comments.
Well, she set me up. She set me up with Jantnet. We'll go back to the Ark. the old saying, older than dirt.
So, yeah.
I'm not
That's
too far.
You want me to go ahead now?
Yes, please.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with others and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which they may choose to aspire, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold that no truths are self-evident, but must have their usefulness demonstrated, that all people are created with equal freedom from tyranny, but frequently accept domination or obedience to a legal code, to a greater or lesser degree from person to person, that people are endowed with only what rights they have chosen to be endowed with, through wisdom or common folly, for wealth or ill, that people can secure for themselves, with understanding of their own unique situations, those rights which best allow them to live in peace and fruitful harmony with nature and all her various species, that whenever any person, government, or other entity not fully recognizing the unique situation of each individual becomes in any way oppressive or destructive, people may choose to ignore, alter, abolish, or separate themselves from such an institution and to live in peace and harmony. That man can choose to resolve any conflict through intelligence, with adequate communication and a full understanding of each and every point of view involved, by each and every person involved. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, but only after calm consideration of the true will and mutual goals of all those individuals involved. All experience has shown that people are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpation evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism or dogma not chosen by the individual concerned, it is their right, it is their duty to themselves and their creator to throw off such a government and to accept responsibility each for their own actions and future security.
Beautiful. Anybody got any thoughts about that section?
Maybe some other people in the group want to jump in and say something about it.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Anybody raising their hands, Antoinette?
I do not have a switchboard, Brother West. Ron?
Yeah, I got it open. It's all open. Somebody
okay,
got a question on this?
254 just is listening.
Yeah, he's still on mute.
Oh, okay.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Hello. Oh, thanks. How are you?
How you doing?
See, I was stumbling. I was getting ready to call you by your name. And I was thinking, wait a minute. I know your name, now I got to think of your show name.
So what's happening, all facts? Have you caught this? Have you read the documentation?
The treaty?
Well,
no, I'm just listening. No, actually, I'm just listening. Well, I heard some tidbits of it. I mean, I really don't have no comments. I'm just listening right now, but I really don't have no comments on it.
Because
it'll take all night. Well, I did have a question, though, for you guys to give me some depth. I mean, reading that document, I just wanted to get some clarification of what some things mean in that document so I can have a full understanding of what it is.
Yeah, all facts, could you give me one moment, please? I'm sorry. It seems like every time you talk, I got to interrupt you. I'm sorry. In 10 minutes, we'll be in overtime. Please call in. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. Call in so that you can either listen or be a part of the conversation. And, of course, our chat room is open for you also. And I put the number in the chat room. Thank you. I'm sorry, all facts. Go ahead.
Well, there was mention about this terminology that we always hear, the truth is not self-evident. I wanted to get some opinions on what actually that means. And another thing she was mentioning about we're going to have to share our opinions in our society, and we have to also live in peace, because I think the whole thing is peace and organizing. But when you have opinions and you want to live in peace, it's going to have to be some type of, we understand that this structure may not, but what other structure where you're going to have where you can get everyone's opinions and everyone has a say-so of what goes on in that community and live in peace? Because if this is not right, we're going to have to come up with something that is. And what does that look like? What is it? Is it called a government? Is it called voting? How does everyone get a chance to get their voice heard? You know. But, yeah, those two questions I wanted to ask you guys. And
Very good questions. Very good questions, Albeck. Thank you. Brother West,
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to answer all facts questions?
Could you summarize the question for me again, please?
All facts.
Okay. First of all, she was reading the document, and the terminology, the truth is not self-evident. I wanted to get your opinion on that. And, you know, maybe I can just do one question at a time. Maybe I can, you know, I asked you two questions. But that's my first question, about the truth is not self-evident. What does that mean in that document? What is that trying to, you know, convey to me?
Well, this is just me talking, and you got Ron and Antoinette and others on the line that are also thinkers. But I think the sentence...
Oh, okay, yeah, I was posing that for everybody. I'm sorry, I was posing that for everybody. I wasn't putting that to you. I was posing everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you was for Brother Wes.
Well, the sentence, the other half of the sentence, let me just throw my two cents in because I'm just going to throw that out and then anybody else want to contribute can do so. But the sentence kind of explains itself. It says, we hold that no truths are self-evident but must have their usefulness demonstrated. So the flip side of that is if a truth isn't useful and can't be demonstrated as useful, then it's not a truth. Truth has to have its usefulness demonstrated.
Exactly.
Further, it has Abbott's fact of it, existence.
Thank you. I didn't want to
is
change
that...
Ooh, I was drinking my lips, but I said, nah. There you go. That's all.
Right.
And when you
supported
said demonstrated,
foundation.
That was clear. I'm glad
supported
you said that. That's all I wanted to say.
Right.
And thank you, Brother West, because you used the word demonstrated. Now I get a clear picture, because demonstration is a real clear thing. Exact
mm-hmm.
action. What we clearly can see, no distortion. Right. Okay.
Yes. Right, exactly. Wouldn't that be great? Wow.
Can I try the other part of his question?
Yes, ma'am.
If I understood it correctly, he brought the point out. He asked how what kind of, you know, organization or society would it look like, you know, for everybody to be able to live in peace. And he made me think of the fact, and Brother Wes also made me think of the fact that this one world this attempt at centralization and one world order and one world government is about top-down control. So maybe it will look like what we talked about in the beginning of people being free to be themselves and their diverseness, and it would be decentralized as opposed to what, like Brother West pointed out, that the one world government seems to want everybody to have one monoculture, everybody – you know, just get in line, do as you're told, don't ask questions. You know, they have all these laws, and they got so many of them, you don't even know you broke one when you took a breath. That make any sense?
Absolutely.
Oh, Okay, yeah.
I have another idea. I just want to share an illustration. Sometimes word pictures help.
Okay, Brother Wes, can you give me one second? Brother Russ, give me one second. Folks, you got like 3 minutes left to call in. Our number is 718-508-9813. She's calling you to catch the rest of the show. If you don't catch the show or didn't catch the whole complete show, you always check our archives and you hear the whole show. But you need to call in now if you want to hang out with us the rest of the next hour. Go ahead, Brother West. I'm sorry about that.
I was going to use an illustration of a pyramid all over the earth today. Organizations, governments, the military, businesses, school systems, educational systems, everything on this planet is built like a pyramid. When you look at an organization chart, that's what it looks like. What we're going to is we're going to flatten the pyramid so everybody's on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, right. But see, when you look at how it is now, it's not so much of people wanting, people can't really handle different cultures because we can talk. But it's about, and you talked about it, it's about positioning land. It's about territory. It's about also about the resources. But see, the religious and the ideas and the allegory and the concepts is deep-rooted, right? That brings, that springs it out. So you can never separate from, you know, someone, I argued with the atheist yesterday, and they were atheists, and I told them factually, it's a religion, just like anything else. Actually, I mean, atheists kicked me off this show. But what I was trying to let him know actually is that when all these people, there's no problem with religion, but you cannot separate your religion from your politics. You can't. So when we say, well, people have different cultures, well, we can have the cultures, but within, we argue over where that culture can live. Do you want that culture to stay in the inner city? Do you want to move that culture out in the cities? We're shifting each other. See how we do at play? That's what I can see. I'm just looking at it. And I'm just, even here, yeah, people want people to rule and stuff. So when we say, when we say one world government or one world order, well, we all want peace in the world, right? But we don't want this. But everybody's entitled to their different cultures and their different things, their different freedoms. Someone else's culture, no one else's culture higher than another culture. That's where we have solutions. No one other culture is higher than the other culture. Bottom line, whether you think your culture came first or what have you, all cultures made up to what it is now. But we don't want to unify and say that. We have to say one is better than the other. Then you have to have the religious folks. So I'm saying if we're going to scrap up all the system, all the banking system, you have to start with the mind. And right now, mankind's mind is all caught up in their delusions. So their delusions, before the politics, they have a delusion before they come into politics. Because that delusion, you can't separate the two. I say if religion and your ideology and your theology is about how other people should live, the politics is about how other people should live too. But everybody has a right to believe in what they believe in. But we can't live together.
That's an interesting perspective, Alfred. That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, and I think it's just one accord. Because I don't have no biases no more. That's how I would try to start for myself and my children. Don't have biases. All cultures made up to what it is. No culture is better. No race, factually, is superior than the other, factually. You can't even measure it. You have some, quote-unquote, black people say, oh, the ancient people, we got the math. I understand the earth, a dark-skinned person made up the zero. If it wasn't for the zero, we wouldn't have computers. We wouldn't go to space. I understand that. But someone took that zero and advanced it. I mean, other cultures, the Chinese had the first gun. Someone took it and advanced it. But all of what we've made come to what it is today. We're not separate.
Hey, all
none
fact.
Of us are separate, but people don't look at it like that.
Hey, all fact. You know, let me add this to this, too. In some of our ancient cultures, they're trying to figure out how were they able to do the things that they do. And even in our modern technology, we can't even do those things. Remember when you're looking at how they build the different pyramids all over the world, and they talk about... you know, how they were into astrology and cosmetology and how they looked at the stars and figured out how to, you know, plant their crops and their agriculture. And they said something about, and I had to post it in the chat room. It's about Egypt. It was on TV. There was a couple of series of it. And they said they may have had 360 senses. They said man only has 5 senses. But we're not sure that some of our ancient cultures, or they were able to sense more.
They were advanced. This is Brown Beasley. I listened to the gentleman speak. I didn't know that it was all facts. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Brown? What's up, Brown Beasley? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm listening to what you're saying, that you can't separate someone's religion from their politics. And it seems to me, since my understanding's been broadened and I understand the true source of where power is that politics is just a manipulation. Politics and religion are just another ways to confuse and manipulate the people and to isolate them, not to isolate the people, but to polarize the people. And it seems like that's in the interest, and it's always been of the interest of the powerful and the elite for centuries to control and to manipulate the people. Those with knowledge and information were always able to, you know, take advantage of those without knowledge and information. Once someone really truly grasps where the power lies, and that the power lies with the super elite, with the big money, with the banks. That's the bottom line. With the banks, with the original moneylenders from the Rothschilds up. But once you realize, I think once you truly grasp that, you just look at politics and religion as just little sideshows going on. I believe in God, but religion and politics are really not a big part of my life.
Oh, they are. They are. You pay taxes. They are part of your life. When you open that business of yours,
that's not a religion, and that's not politics. That's just the cost of doing business. That's just
No. When they go up on California sales tax, yes, that is part of politics, when they take out of your pocket. When they get your 401k tax,
those are just things that everyone else has to deal with. That's part of society, to participate in society. Politics, though, okay. Politicians. Yes, it eventually has an effect on me, but now I'm not involved in politics, and I look at them all as a bunch of buffoons and clowns and puppets. Religion, organized religion, come on. Organized religion is, to me, a bunch of bullshit. That's me.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Let's take a look at that last paragraph in the preamble, because what I'm hearing is we're talking about something that this treaty and this treaty just makes obsolete.
Well, I just want to say, how is that treaty going to handle different ideologies and different opinions? Because she said in the treaty, it says we're supposed to respect people's opinions. How are we going to, we can't respect them now?
Let's read that last paragraph in the preamble again.
You want me to read it, Brother West?
Sister Ngoni, would you read that again for us?
Yes. Very last paragraph. In this eternal moment and through this treaty, we do decree, I am, individual and sovereign beings, in continual communion with the quintessence of creation, we do hereby claim the right to listen to the voice of God within and to freely choose those with whom we will engage in contract. So here now do we claim our inheritance, spiritual sovereignty.
Now, I don't know about you, but that paragraph sums it all up. Gives you the choice to choose with whom you want to engage in contract. And as opposed to the banks having the power, or religion having the power, or politics having the power, this document is helping us identify where the power really is.
Right. Now,
may I read it another way? just for the point here?
No, you need to read it the way it is. I want to comment because you said about the inner spirit, which is God. Now, some other people will read that.
That's why I asked you to read it a different way because I knew you were going to
go there. But why read it a different way?
Because I want to. May I please?
The words.
In this eternal moment,
distort me.
And through this treaty, we do decree I am individual and sovereign in continual communion. We do hereby claim the right to listen to the voice within and to freely choose those with whom we will engage in contract. So here now we claim our inheritance. Now, nobody that doesn't choose to believe in a divine or a higher power, you don't have to. That's an individual and sovereign being can believe whatever they want to believe.
Hello. Exactly.
Have any reason to have to argue about it, in my opinion.
I know, but that voice within, a lot of people have different voices within and causes war and chaos. Because that voice within is not. The only thing I'm saying, I'm not trying to debate with y'all.
Right.
I'm just trying to have.
You have to read the document
right.
All facts. You know, this requires a little further study. I'm just saying you just have to read it so that you get the context.
Yeah, this is required.
Why do I have to read it when she just said it? I don't understand.
It depends on how people
understand.
Learn. You know,
you have to do the research on the document to understand it.
I don't know where the text. What's the text from? I'm sorry.
If she's reading what she's reading to me, I can comprehend
clearly.
I don't have to read it with
me. Posted it on the in the chat room.
Okay, I'll take a look for it myself. I'll read it.
Where's the text? Where's this treaty from? I'm way on the late freight. Someone has to help me out.
Y'all got to bring him up to speed.
You could do it real quick. I'll catch on quick.
It's from an organization called DivineProvince.org.
Okay. All right.
You there, Brother Wes?
I'm here.
You can also type in the name Thomas McBride on YouTube to get you
with it. Don't the Jews use those same terminologies to say that their divine declared that they'd have that land? Even though I don't go with that, but I'm just stating, don't they say the same thing in a different way? Therefore, a lot of people could proclaim in certain things because their divine, Muhammad, Buddha, or whatever their god is, they say they claim something. And I'm just saying, I'm listening to it, and I'm just saying, I'm comparing it. I have to compare what you're saying to now, actually. That's
you kind of losing me with all
and
that.
And compare
what I understood. What I understood is it's pretty simple. That it's telling you that you have choices, and that you are the by being sovereign, which it indicates individuality, and control over yourself, and that whomever
no one is really an individual. Hold on, no one is an individual.
Look, I'm not arguing that. I'm just giving my interpretation of
what does individual mean.
Oh man, let me finish my thought. Then I'll tell you that. Let me finish what I heard from the paragraph or whatever that the lady read is that you're in control of yourself. You're your own man. You can make your own decisions. And whoever you choose to go in contract with, and who if I choose to be a Catholic, if I choose to be a Buddhist, if I choose to be an atheist, you know,
on the phone? Who on this phone don't have that right now?
You know what? People don't have it because they don't think for themselves.
Excuse me, they're cutting Christians' heads off in Syria right now. They don't have it.
They killed 5,000 people in Africa. That's crime.
But you can't say that. Hold on. Don't do that now. If y'all saying that, y'all want Obama to go ahead and strike for those chemical weapons. Don't contradict yourself.
Nobody's.
Because,
don't. No, that's
right,
not,
right,
no.
Right, right.
suggestion.
No. Right, but when you bring that point up, that's just like saying that's what he's trying to do. When you think about, I understand those women and religious ideologies and women getting persecuted. Right.
You said who doesn't have that already, and I just pointed that out because there are some people on this earth that don't have that right now. And there are other nations where people live side by side in harmony. In Senegal, for instance, which is a 90% Muslim country, there are Christians there. They have harmony. They don't have a problem. So I just answered your question. But I think probably Brother West would probably want us to move on.
Yeah, let's do that.
So what I'd like to say
is that last paragraph in the preamble.
Wow, I'm getting a lot of feedback. Hold on. Is this better?
You still can hear whatever that is in the background a little bit.
Someone said something about the banks have the power. And, of course, on the surface, that's correct. But the banks need us.
Right.
We can get along without banks.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to pull away from society,
right? That's your right. You have the right to do that. And if everybody decides to withdraw their support for the system, it collapses.
And you know what? And I dig what you're saying, but I operate a small business, and it would be hard to do business without the banks. The people that I do business with would also have to not do business with the banks. And there are avenues out there, but there's still, you know, in order for me to sell my product, there are other avenues to receive the money and to before I send out the merchandise or the product, but they might be more intrusive than worse than the banks. Are you familiar with PayPal?
Right.
And the PayPal mafia?
Let
me just say this real quick.
Yeah, because ancient times came up with the banks now. Ancient times came up with money. Ancient times people came up with this stuff. And
how can I buy
something from Cross Seas?
But in theory, what you're saying is right. If people were to collectively and find other ways to do business, if you work and you get a check, you know, you cash your check to the bank. If you get a direct deposit, they deposit it to a bank, even if you get a direct deposit, they give it to a card. It's all banking controlled. So it's hard to avoid. And even if half the population avoided doing business with the banks, they still have enough money and already have the infrastructure set up.
Right. And how are you going to separate? I didn't know how you're going to separate land and stuff. I mean, who's going to go back? Because I know a lot of people wanted to grow our own food, but I'm just saying, if certain societies, some people just going to have to just go back to farmland. Again.
I'd like to. I live in a nice condo.
I'm not saying everybody's going to have to do it. Well, and I don't think everybody's going to do it. A lot of people going to rebel.
Well, let me help you out with this.
A lot of people going to rebel, man.
Let me chime in with this. Yeah, that's right. They are. You're going to rebel for a bit. First off, I don't trust banks, and I don't do much business with banks at all because they are the problem. They are the big problem you might think they have a reason, but they don't. They're a profit business. They're in it for profit. They don't care about you. So you have to take a look at the alternative side of what you're saying. Here's the problem. What would happen if they collapse? Well, just run on the banks and it's over. There's no more banks. There's no more money. Then what are you going to do? See,
there'll always be money. There'll always be a medium of exchange. There'll always be a medium of exchange. It may not be a paper dollar. I mean, God forbid that that happens, because it's all of our lifestyles, all of our standard of living is going to drop drastically. But I mean,
why would that have to be true?
But
right.
gold and silver and other precious metals, they are the original money and have been money for ages. And these paper fiat currencies used to all be backed by metals.
Right, but I'm thinking, but if it's all gone, you're saying it'll never happen. I wouldn't say that. That's not a good thing to say.
No, like I said, I hope it never happened, but anything can
right.
happen.
It's not enough.
Right.
It's not enough gold in the world to give everybody gold money.
Right.
It's not enough
everybody's
gold in the world
not,
to give everybody gold money.
When it goes down, everybody's not going to be able to survive and sustain themselves.
That's right.
He who has the gold makes the rules. That's what this is all about.
Let's depopulate
right.
a little bit. Let's depopulate.
That's what this is all about. Everybody's not going to make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on a sec.
He hit the nail on the head.
Hold on. Who gets, listen, right? But listen, this. Look at the facts, though. Let's say we take all the gold away, all the banking system away. What we got right now is people working to feed each other. We may eat, and no one should be starving. And I know y'all talk about the GMO and all the products that they poison us. I get that. I understand that. And if people want to grow their own food, they can. But besides all that banking system, everybody's buying stuff they want to stop. Now, what I'm saying is, if that so happens to collapse, it's still going to be some type. We give gold its value. Mankind.
No.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Listen to me. Man looks at the raw material gold and says, I understand this is royalty, and we give it value. When I have this, I get things. Man did that. We give red into a fucking rock. Really, it's a fucking rock. That's what it really is, factually. So what I'm saying is man has put value in materials, and what I'm saying is we can structure anything like they did money. If it collapses, we need to restructure it again so it can run right. That's all I'm saying. So everybody has
well,
to
that,
pay
that's
pay.
What they're doing now.
That's all I'm saying. So
that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing now, the way that they're
right,
pumping and flooding dollars into the system. That's exactly what's being done right now.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Ron, explain to the brothers the difference between a debtor financial system and a creditor financial system.
Okay, can you give me just one quick second? I'll get to that. Sister Nagonia?
Yes, sir. I accidentally dropped Antoinette off. I'm trying to get her back on my phone.
Okay. I see you sent me a message. I had to try to connect with her.
Can you tell her to just call me back?
If she's listening to the show, hold on. Matter of fact, she's calling me now. Hold on a second, folks.
Hey.
Go ahead. Continue on, gentlemen. It's going to take me a second.
What I was saying about gold, as far as it having value in other precious metals, that it's had value far longer than any currency. It's withstood the test of time. But you're right, man did give it value because it's relatively scarce.
But, you know, I can remember my grandfather used to barter, you know, so if you had something of that someone else wanted, you traded. So they just traded things back and forth. In the country.
Right. People still do that now. But generally the medium of exchange is dollars.
Oh, yes. I agree.
That's 99.9% of the time.
But I'm just saying when we were discussing things break down and how you survive, you better have something
right.
to right.
Right. Whether it could be a number of things.
That's correct. Labor, right?
Can I ask another question?
Expertise, you know, consulting. I can You know, I can come, you know, you can come fix my computer and I can fix your car. Or I can show you how to do something.
You know, maybe I'm your tax preparer. You know, I fix your taxes. You do this for me.
Right.
You have a skill.
Right.
You have a trade. What if I wanted to buy something out of state? Who am I going to pay the shipping and mail it to me? Listen, I want to ask y'all a question, you know, about this system that we have, right? This whole banking system and this exchange and if it all collapsed, how we see, because before they came up and unified the states, don't you remember all the states in the union at the revolution had their own money?
That's correct.
Each doing their own thing, and it was
but you know what? But it's a
it's always been chaos, y'all. Even
right.
The time they came up with this shit. So that's what I'm saying. I'm reading the treaty and stuff. I'm just saying it cannot read like nothing in the past.
All facts. Let me give you a little history. Back when Andrew Johnson was president, they had the Second National Bank, and that was basically a form of the Fed bank. And he actually shut down the bank. He said the bank was too powerful, and it wasn't serving the needs of the common citizen.
Hmm.
And so he actually vetoed Congress, and then Congress overrode his veto, and then he took the Treasury and put it in what they used to call pet banks. So he actually took, you know, they overrode the veto, and he took the money out of the bank. But he recognized, this is Andrew Jackson,
the power of the central bank, of the bankers, right, how evil they were.
Right. And when they got him out of office, they got that bank back going again. You know, so I'm just saying the bankers have always been interested.
Always been scheming.
Just like they did with Kennedy. Just like they did with Kennedy. He signed that bill. And was it 2-3 weeks later? He's dead. The vice president rescinded it. So there you go. Okay, the question was
on Wall Street, guys. All them crooks on Wall Street. You got a lot of thugs on Wall Street.
Who do you think the banks are? Goldman Sachs is a bank.
Yeah,
that's an investment bank.
Lehman Brothers, all
them. Who do you think the banks are? Who do you think? I mean, who do you think all of them are? Who's the Citicorp? Those are the banks.
Oh, no. I mean, okay. What I do is just push flats, right?
Those are the banks that, since they repealed Glass-Steagall, that are not only allowed to take depositors' money, but they're also allowed to trade in securities. That's.
Exactly.
That's what allowed for these abuses that caused this collapse in 2008.
It's a set. It thought they had a set game and it's falling apart on them.
Anybody can go and get certified and get that Series 6, Series 66, all that series of settled annuities and all that shit. People can go out and people got in them cars. Look at American Greed. They just get no nice suit. They got their license, and people be, man, giving them hundreds of thousands of dollars a check just for a nice conversation and hundreds of thousands of dollars, man. You got a lot of people just going, and they talk about athletes and stuff. There's a lot of people who gotten swindled because of these investments. And people just go and say that they got a lot of investments, go and take their money, and all of a sudden you get this guy that was a nobody. Now he's controlling $20 million, and he don't know what to do. There's a lot of people that got in that game. They have a lot of money at their disposal, and they mess them people up. They buy yachts, they buy cars, and they go to, the feds come and get them. The only thing you got to do is get certified, put a nice suit on, and go around a nice neighborhood and convince somebody.
You can have the certification. You can have the certification without the game, without the gift, the gab,
right,
and the knowledge and the charisma. But anybody with some knowledge and some charisma and the gift, the gab, and the skills, well, because I'm one of those people. That's not, but I don't not trying to take my ass to prison, so I move at a far slower rate. Or I try to deliver on the I deliver on the things that I say that I'm going to do. It's just that simple. But it's not just getting some certifications or some Series 7 license. That's like saying getting a real estate license and not doing anything or not having the game or the skills. So, you know, anybody with the skills and the game and the charisma and the drive and the believability can do that.
Yeah.
Brother West, are you there?
Well, I love these.
Brother West?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I had to put Antoinette back on the line.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Sister Agonia. You're welcome.
Much more money is stolen with the pencil than stolen with the gun.
So,
are we back on the treaty now?
I don't know, because I was off trying to get
you. Yeah, you were off with me. Thank you.
Well, what has happened...
What seems to happen, we keep trying to fix the system that's being replaced.
That's a good point.
This treaty is replacing all of the crap we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. Getting a lot of background.
Any of us
somewhere.
Who've been paying attention to current events over the past several years have to recognize that something. Wow.
Okay, I got it. I found him.
Have to realize that something very big is happening. And I think, this is just my opinion, but I think Divine Providence is part of this change. It's clear to any thinking person that mankind, with all of the resources on this planet, nobody should be homeless, nobody should be hungry. There isn't any real reason for people to be killing each other, especially over pieces of worthless paper, which is what we've been reduced to. This document is pointing us in a totally different direction, diametrically opposed to what we've had to deal with over the centuries. And it's simply encouraging us to elevate our thinking out of trying to fix something that is not repairable. This system's going down the tubes. And there's a new system that's going to replace it, and I believe it's going to be based on this treaty that we're trying to go through. And so what I would encourage is for us to put the old system on the back burner for the moment while we're discussing this document and see how it's going to help us shape a new world that we can influence. That will then
right, and that's what,
does that make sense?
And I was trying to get there. I totally agree with you. I want to stay on the focus. If that's going to be the future, I understand what you got, and I respect you. But I listened to you very well. I listened to the document. She read it. And I don't think I have to
that wasn't the
document. Once I heard it one time. I thought you said you was reading a paragraph of the treaty.
Yeah, but that's not the whole document. There's 36 pages.
Right, but you got to the conclusion. You got to the meat of it. You got in, and basically that's what it says to move forward. And some of the things that they were saying as far as the inner and the divine, all
yeah,
of
but,
that.
Oh, facts, that's just,
if
the,
we
that's
had
just
that
the first
in the
page,
future, that's
first
gonna
second
be...
page of it, man. It got into the meat of this thing yet, bro. They ain't even started there
okay,
yet.
Okay, but
that's
no,
the
right.
Yeah, all facts,
okay,
you
I,
have,
okay, I was just trying
you
to
have the link for the treaty?
I'm not at my computer now.
Okay, I mean, no, but I'm asking you, do you, when I gave it last time, you know, the time before tonight, do you have the link for it?
Yeah, I have a link. I pasted in Word. I have it.
Oh, okay.
I have it.
Okay,
right.
I just wanted
now,
to make sure.
I'll just go ahead and be quiet, but I was just trying to comment on what she was reading on tonight. I understand what y'all talking about. I was just trying to comment on the topic of tonight.
No, you're fine. Thank you very much for your comments.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to discourage input, but we'd like to encourage everybody to go to that link download that document and start reading it. If there are words in there that you don't understand, look them up. You can go online and look up what these words mean. And some of them are weird, and some of them you've never seen before. Like, I think there's a word in here called ilk. I'd never seen that word before. So I had to go and find out what that word means. And then, if we have questions about the material that we're reading, we can write those questions down. And when we get together, like we are doing tonight, then we can ask questions that can lead to constructive discussion. Because there's nothing we're going to do to change this old system. This old system is collapsing before our very eyes. We have an opportunity to hopefully develop a new system, a new world. This treaty is the foundation of it. So unlike the Constitution that most people have never read, or the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence, never read them. And that's why this country is in the mess it's in today, because people don't know what their rights are. This is a treaty we need to read and understand, because it's going to forge a foundation for a new system. And we get a chance. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Hello? Yeah, I'm listening to you. I didn't say anything.
Do you have a question or a statement? Okay.
Well, okay. I mean, he's saying that this treaty, I'll definitely take a look at it, but you're saying this treaty is the foundation, and this is what's going to be, and I understand it's the prophesied and what it's going to come to be. And if it's new, and if it's not going to have no chaos, all cultures and everything is going to have to accept it.
That's not freedom.
There can't be no opinions. There can't be no... No. Hold on. It has to be. If he's saying the document is going to show everybody... If he's saying everyone in this world can read that document and go under that document and follow that document, we'll have freedom.
It's a proposal, Mike. All facts. It's not
proposal for freedom.
Something that's
proposal for
it's
freedom.
Not something
what is
that's,
the goal of it?
The goal is for freedom for everyone, but
exactly.
You know, it's.
But everybody has the freedom to not utilize this document if they choose to. So nobody
right, okay.
It's not
so
forced
don't
on any.
Their document. Right. It's not forced. Right. So that document and where people want to live are going to be going against another, right? But there's going to be a line between that document and some other document that's ruling some other people that may say that people like you are not living right and we have war.
Well, a lot of things could happen, all facts, but, you know, I mean, you can't predict the future.
Because,
at least I don't think
no,
I can.
No. That's what we're doing. Oh, man, you just said. I'm not trying to predict the future, but the document is predicting the future. I mean, we just haven't.
To read it, and then we probably discuss it. But Brother West wants to move forward. He's presenting the document tonight.
Listen, what this Trigoni is trying to say, brother.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up now.
You don't have to hang up. We just wanted, you know, we're just trying to see exactly what to see and discuss what's in the treaty. And then it's up to each individual as far as where do you go on your own from there.
Right.
Well, one of the things I noticed is no violence is encouraged. And that there is an acknowledgement that each person has to decide, that everybody's circumstances are different. It even admits that there are some people who are willing to be dominated by this system. And that's okay. That's their business if that's what they want to do. So this treaty is not going to appeal to everybody for whatever reason. At least that's what I got out of it.
Right, so the treaty is not going to give us peace.
It's attempting to give us peace.
No. The intentions of the Constitution was have to have a peaceful government, an orderly government, with our opinions, but not violence. We had the Civil War. All documents are created to have peace. So we have a treaty, and then some people, I understand some people are not going to say, but then we still have, when are we going to have peace? Because we're still going to have war. I don't want to be at war with nobody. That's the problem with us. We're at war. Greed. The banking system. Look, the money is not the problem. It's a human being. So in this new world order, are we still going to have war and chaos? Because if so, it still hasn't defeated the purpose. What's the right in the treaty for if the people under the treaty are going to be at war with some people that may not be a part of the treaty? For their different religious ideologies, Muslim, Buddhist, Catholic, whatever they want to go in and say, oh, my divine says this, my inner spirit says that, and go on, because that's what we're going through now. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have the treaty there in front of you?
That? No,
brother?
I'm not on a computer. No, I'm not.
Okay. I'd suggest you get a copy of the treaty, download it, start reading it, and then write down your questions. When we get back together, then you can start asking some questions. But having not read it, it's difficult for anybody to ask any questions.
Oh, really? Okay. I think my question was the bottom line question, because it's the end result question. I don't have to read what you say. I understand what you're saying, but you're saying that I have to read. No, I can listen to what you meant, and I ask you, what is the ultimate bottom line goal? When people live under the streets in your new world, what does it picture? Is it peace? Is it going to be peace? That's what I ask you. I don't have to run into to go and get, okay, right. But if you say it's absolutely, okay. So I'm just saying, if everyone is not under that, it's not going to be peace. It's not going to be one accord. And she said, well, it can't be that. Because in the new world, if everyone is not on one accord on something, which is maybe this treaty, it's going to be war eventually. People that's under this treaty are going to go war with somebody. And I'm just saying, and you're saying, well, it doesn't address that. And you're saying, well, everybody's not going to go up. And I say, okay, the conclusion that I'm getting is that some people may follow this treaty and others may, and we're still going to have conflict.
Let me ask you a question, brother. Have you ever seen, I'm trying to remember the name of the movie, but there was a famous line. It was about the mafia. They sit down with you and they got a gun in one hand and $1 million in the other hand, and ask you, what do you want? You want the gun? You want me to shoot you? Or you want $1 million? Which one you want? And they say, that's called a deal you can't refuse. An offer you can't refuse. This treaty is offering people a deal. They have to be stupid to refuse it.
You know, we got a lot of stupid people in the world.
I'm going to agree with that.
And I don't want to go this war with those stupid people. I don't want to go this war. In a new world, I don't want war for my grandkids and my kids and stuff. I want to try to get into this chaos.
Then this treaty is for you, brother.
I don't want war.
No war. No more war.
But it takes each and every individual to make that happen. Each person is an individual. Your own governing yourself. Not letting
right. They can't
you.
Fight a war.
Well, Ron,
they
I'm sorry. I have to disagree with that. I'm sorry, Ron. I'm not trying to say that. No, that's the wrong. In the new world, we can't have that idea. Individual means individual.
That's what they want. That's what
they
want.
You can't be divided. Huh?
That's what they want. Man, that's not what we're talking about.
No, I'm not separate. Right.
Okay.
But I'm not alone, though.
we're all together. There's really no, and then saying you're individual is a delusion, factually.
Well, we all have individual thoughts.
Y'all help me. Right now, I'm reading a treaty. 6 months ago, I didn't have this in my head. Y'all helping me to develop.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a part of me. So mm-hmm. you can divide me up. I'm a father. I'm a son. I'm a programmer. I'm a cousin. You can divide me up. So I'm not an individual. Individual means individual. You can't divide it. It can't be separate. Right.
You can't be separate from yourself.
I know I'm myself. No, right, but other, right. I understand. I know I'm myself, but other people. Right, but I'm not separate from the people around me. I'm not separate. I'm not separate from you. Can't be.
That's right. That's true.
Right, exactly.
Because
we're
you have impact on me. I talked to you. A year ago, you didn't know me, Ron. So right now, you know me. I'm in your brain cell somewhere. So we're not separate. It's no individual.
Right.
Now, what you taught me about the government, about the it's a part of my speech now. So saying that you're alone, you do self for self, everything that you do, you're going to affect somebody else. That's what I think should be in that treat. I haven't read it. Everything is a fact. This is a fact for everybody. In the new world, it should be. There's nothing in this world you can do alone if you want to be successful. And anything you do, you're going to affect somebody else.
But that's successful. That right there, it's just a key word.
That's one of those things. We were talking about the truth, Brother West, earlier about individual. The truth is self-evident, not self-evident, what have you. That statement I just made, it's factual. You can replicate it every time. We can demonstrate it every time. There's nothing you can do. So there's no individual. No one is number one. Michael Jordan, if it wasn't for Scottie and other teammates, he would have never won those. It's a delusion. The thing he did is that. But see, we go into the individual too much.
But you're talking. You talked. The key word was success. That success thing. You know what I mean?
I'm not talking about success. I'm talking about eating. When I cooked my breakfast this morning, I needed somebody else. Who got those eggs for me in that basket? Who sliced that bacon and cut that cow for me? I needed someone else's help. There's nothing in this world I can do by myself. Nothing.
I do all that by myself.
Nothing. I'm not even talking about success. I'm not even
talking about driving
my car.
I understand that, but I tell you, man, I do it all by myself.
I needed my mechanic last week, Ron, to fix my car. If it wasn't my mechanic, I wouldn't be able to drive to the grocery store today. I needed him. There's nothing I can do by myself. I'm not talking about business or success.
Okay, but that's
I'm talking about everything. That's a fact.
I get that, Mike, but I'm just serious what I'm saying, man. Okay, yesterday I needed a mechanic because I didn't have my tools with me or nothing, right? And I knew it was available, so I took advantage of it. But if I didn't have it, I'd find some alternative way to fix it. You know what I mean? To make it back.
Okay. Now, you would have went to the store. And who was going to let you pay for that battery or your equipment? Let's just say if you needed to go to the store, a customer service rep, you need somebody else. Who taught you? Who taught you how to fix it? I guarantee you someone showed you when you was little or whatever. Or someone gave you the opportunity to know how to fix it. Thank you. So you needed somebody else. I'm speaking fact. There's nothing in this world
wrong.
Don't fuck with me. This is the rule that we need in the world order. There's no individual. You need somebody else. Right. So if your father never would have showed his son, Ron, you wouldn't be able to do and fix it yourself. Fact.
Well, there's always the thing, self-learning. You know what I mean?
You can learn it yourself because where you learn it from, someone else is giving you knowledge. I've learned, someone else told me. Or I observed it for myself. And if I observed something, someone else was a part of my observing. Or someone else was a part of me doing it. Like if someone showed me what to do bad, I seen that.
Right.
I'm not stupid, Ron.
I know that. We need each other. You're right. We do need each other. But we
no
need
individual,
each other.
Ron. It's a delusion. In the new world, that's what we need to have. It's no individual.
Oh, man. We got to have individual thought. Each and every person's individual. You make your own
and my
choice.
Thoughts
you make
somebody
choice.
Else. And it's going to affect somebody else, Ron.
So
if I know my thoughts are going to affect somebody else, I'll watch what I do and I'll make sure I'll be peaceful. How about that? But that's a fact, Ron. Ron, you can't choose that. You can't choose whether you affect somebody else or not, Ron.
Just like Brown said, he's not a part of government politics. That's a lie. He would be every time you wake up in the morning, you pay your tax or your business. The government's going to affect your business.
Well, that's when you're a victim of it. That's a victim of it. That's different. That's a victim of politics.
No. No, no, what do you mean?
You're a victim of it. You're being forced to pay money you don't
owe. What if they raise on your property tax, Ron? Double, less hypothetical. They raise on your property tax next week and you call in a blog telling you, you're going to be pissing a bitch, Ron. Don't tell me.
Maybe so.
That's why I'm staying busy. We all affect each other, bro.
Yes. I understand your point, Mike, but I'm, look, it can't, the monster has to be destroyed to live. You see what I mean? That's the problem. The monster. It's a, that's, everything you're saying is exactly right, but here's the thing of it is, it's all for the wrong reason. That's the whole point. It's not correct. There's something wrong with this. Why should we have to pay
all these
things? No, I'm talking everybody. Everybody, man. I'm not talking about you individually, but I mean, but I'm saying you're correct on it. Yeah, you got to pay taxes. You know, see, but here's where that term comes in. You've got to. When you say you've got to, you're forcing another person to do something they don't really want to do. See what I'm saying? You've got to drink water. You've got to eat. See what I'm saying? You've got to have oxygen.
Ron, have you ever got an argument with one of your neighbors out in that land?
Never.
You ever got an argument?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Because they don't bother me. I don't bother them. They don't bother me. I have my individual way. I do what I want on my place, and I live the way I want to live. You know, if I do retarded things, that's my choice. Like things, I have one neighbor. He's real decorative. He likes to decorate a lot of things. He made a tower out of these big wire spools. But I don't hold it against him. Whatever, that's his choice. That's what he wants to do. That's his individual choice. He lives his individual way. However he lives, that's his choice. But what I'm saying, we're regulated.
Right. You're not that's going to go down to city council and say, move it, huh? You're not one of those.
No. Every individual should have a right to do what he wants in his own place. You know what I mean? Really. You know, people, yeah, if you're in a city or in a subdivision or something like that, they always got these little rules. Homeowners Association malarkey, you know what I mean? And it's a control game.
Right.
You know, if your grass is 1/10 of an inch too high, they cut your own fire, we're taking money from you. See what I mean? That's it's a scam. Well, it's a lot of big scams, that. But individually,
well, I'm just saying, like, see, a lot of people in this new world, a lot of people don't like homosexuals, and it says everybody has a right to be around who they want to be around. I mean, maybe people don't want to be around a homosexual, and a homosexual want to live in this district. How are we going to handle that? See, mankind is messed up. In a new world, if it's a new world, the mind has to be totally, totally wiped off clear of this old concepts, man.
Right.
It can't be none of these old concepts from the past cannot come in the new world because it's the problem. Because you're going to have to accept people. I mean, if you write that down, then how are you going to organize people from living where they want to live at? Because a lot of people ain't going to want to live around gays. And then the gays say, well, I might want to live in Florida or this Bay Area or Miami or whatever this. They say no. Well, I don't want no gays to come in my restaurant. I got a right to be around who I want to be.
Well, that's your choice. You're supposed to be around nobody. I don't want gay people. That should be your right to say that. Well, I don't want gay people here. Or I just want another gay people here. You know, then you make that choice. Well, okay, they don't want me here. Well, I'm not going to go there. And I'm not going to start a big chaos episode.
How would you know they're gay? How would you check them out and see if they're gay? I guess they got to be undercover. They can't act like it.
There's another thing. So, you know, don't matter. That's what I'm saying, man. This treaty, what it's telling me, man.
People mess with you, man. And guess what? People right. say, yeah, I'm gay. I eat at your restaurant all the time. You mm-hmm. just don't know.
Yep. Exactly. But, yeah, right, man. But, it, you know, what this treaty is about is explaining you know, what has happened and how it should be, you know, to make it kind of correct as possible. You know, because nothing is ever perfect in this world. You know, we say things, some things are perfect, but the people in it aren't. A lot of people, they've been indoctrined in all these weird beliefs and delusions, and then they caught up into the scams and the frauds of it all, because that's what it is, a lot of fraud, a lot of scams. It's, you know, a lot of politicians can break the law, but you can't. like I read, where senators and senators can look at it, and representatives can look at the stock market before it changes, and they can make the deal before it changes to the public. That's called insider trading, but they can legally do that. You can't. So what's wrong with that? See what I mean? So it's okay for them to do whatever they want, but you can't. So you see what I'm saying, man? It's just an out-of-control system. And it's collapsing. It's collapsing, not the way they want it. I don't think it's going to happen the way they predicted or the way they want it. But I think, what this treaty is and what it's standing for will makes a lot more sense to me, You just got to read it, man. Some might just sit down and read that thing. You get it. It's kind of, you got to read the whole thing. It took me a few times. I'm still not convinced I've got it all in my head right yet, So I'll go through it again and again. I'm in the process of taking it apart and questioning some of the subjects in it. So, that's my individual choice. That's my choice. Nobody tell me I can't. If they told me I can't, I'd fight them until I could, It's like somebody come out here and tell me the term, quit playing my drum set, or quit, recording music. Or quit whatever, I ain't gonna stop. I'll fight for it. That's my right. My God-given right, actually. My choice. That's my selection of what I want to do. So anyway, that's my kind of point to that, man. Anyway, folks, check it out. We got like 7 minutes left. So we're gonna get everybody's last reply and see how we're going. Michael, you want to close up real quick, something, man? All facts. Must have lost him. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. No bells on the line with me? Did I lose everybody?
No, I'm here, Ron.
Okay. All right. I don't hear nobody else talking. Because we're down to that 6 minute time. Well, Brother West, I guess it's just me and you. You want to say something before we go out?
Well, I certainly want to encourage everybody to get a copy of the treaty, download it so that they can have it in front of them, hopefully when we get together again tomorrow evening. And then we're all looking at the same document, and we can kind of, try to stay focused on the document rather than continuing to discuss what-if scenarios, because we could be here forever doing that.
Well, absolutely, we could do that. Well, that's cool. Well, tomorrow night, kids, same time, 8 o'clock Central Time. East Coast time, I guess, will be 9 o'clock. And I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. Thank you, Brother Weskin. It's always a joy to hear you talk, for sure. And I want to thank Sister Gonia for reading, the paragraphs for us. She's an excellent job at that. You're now hired. anyway, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the folks at BTR for helping make this profitable. But anyway, I'm going to get off here real shortly. I'm going to whip us out with a song. And you all have a good night. And definitely get a hold of this document. Go look at that website and see what you can get out of it. Because, it's really important. I think a lot of people should see, should take a look at it real hard and do the research on it. Because, I'm into it, and I've got the curiosity is definitely there, and I just want to get it out there to everybody else. I think everybody should really take a look and read it to us. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. I want to thank y'all. Y'all have a good night, and we're going to kick off a song with a little bit of Marvin Gaye. So we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Ron.
Mother, there's too many of you to cry.